Francisco Varela picked up the thread, drawing on cognitive neuroscience. I think His Holiness touches on a very important point, which in modern science is called the idea of emergence. So not only does the brain give rise to mental states, but the mental state must also be able to modify the brain condition. This is necessarily true. However, it's not an idea that has been explored much because it seems counterintuitive to Western assumptions, but it is logically implicit in what science is saying today. I think there is a little misunderstanding, Richie Davidson responded. Whenever you have certain thoughts or emotions that you generate yourself, for instance, if you're just sitting there and you generate an image of a visual scene, you are controlling your brain. You're changing the brain. We can demonstrate that in a laboratory precisely. We know that people voluntarily change their brain all the time. If you think about emergent property in the way Francisco is using it, the thoughts or emotions you're referring to are emergent properties of the brain, which then in turn have influences on other brain systems. Internally generating feelings of loving kindness or compassion, or images of a certain kind, invariably will involve changes in the brain. There is a very substantial literature in science now that has shown we can do that. When I move my hand, I'm changing my brain, according to our understanding in modern neuroscience. Undeterred and highly engaged, the Dalai Lama pursued his interest in those mental processes where the mind might drive brain activity. He noted, "When the eyes move, it is obvious why one's visual perception changes. But when you shift your attention within the visual field while holding the eyes steady, it seems like a purely mental event." He then asked how that shift in awareness was thought of in scientific terms. Richie Davidson, whose work relates directly to this question, answered, "The phrase that has been used in cognitive neuroscience is spatial attention, where you can keep your eyes focused but still be aware of information in the periphery.